The Pioneers. The dead speak. God has given me light regarding our periodicals. What is it? He has said that the dead are to speak. How? Their work shall follow them. We are to repeat the words of the pioneers in our work, who knew what it cost to search for the truth as for hidden treasure, and who labored to lay the foundation of our work. They moved forward step by step under the influence of the Spirit of God. One by one, these pioneers are passing away. The word given me is, let that which these men have written in the past be reproduced. Let the truths that are the foundation of our faith be kept before the people. We are now to understand what the pillars of our faith are, the truths that have made us as a people what we are, leading us on step by step. Counsels to Writers and Editors, 28-29. A sacred work. There is a work of sacred importance for ministers and people to do. They are to study the history of the cause and people of God. They are not to forget the past dealing of God with His people. They are to revive and recount the truths that have come to seem of little value to those who do not know, by personal experience, of the power and brightness that accompanied them when they were first seen and understood. In all their original freshness and power, these truths are to be given to the world. Selected Messages, Book 1, 157. Past History to be Brought Before the People. The dealings of God with His people should be often repeated. The past history of the cause of God needs to be often brought before the people, young and old. We need often to recount God's goodness and to praise Him for His wonderful works. Testimonies, Volume 6, 364-365. For history will repeat itself. Again and again I have been shown that the past experiences of God's people are not to be counted as dead facts. We are not to treat the record of these experiences as we would treat a last year's almanac. The record is to be kept in mind, for history will repeat itself. Publishing Ministry, 75. Thoughts on Daniel and the Revelation by Uriah Smith. The grand instruction contained in Daniel and Revelation has been eagerly perused by many in Australia. This book has been the means of bringing many precious souls to a knowledge of the truth. Everything that can be done should be done to circulate thoughts on Daniel and Revelation. I know of no other book that can take the place of this one. It is God's helping hand. Publishing Ministry, 356. Were the pioneers inspired? A brother asked, Sister White, do you think we must understand the truth for ourselves? Why can we not take the truths that others have gathered together and believe them because they have investigated the subjects? And then we shall be free to go on without the taxing of the powers of the mind in the investigation of all these subjects? Do you not think that these men who have brought out the truth in the past were inspired of God? I dare not say they were not led of God, for Christ leads into all truth. But when it comes to inspiration in the fullest sense of the word, I answer, no. I believe that God has given them a work to do. But if they are not fully consecrated to God at all times, they will weave self and their peculiar traits of character into what they are doing, and will put their mold upon the work, and fashion men in religious experience after their own pattern. It is dangerous for us to make flesh our arm. We should lean upon the arm of infinite power. God has been revealing this to us for years. We must have living faith in our hearts and reach out for larger knowledge and more advanced light. Counsels to Writers and Editors, 34.